There were a lot of mental health problems, many farm women in winter, because they were so isolated and didn't have a chance to talk to anybody other than their own family. The men would go to the mill or to the cheese factory, but the women, well, they would get to church and maybe to town once a week or every 2 weeks. So they would do things like quilting bees. That means all of the neighbor women would come to our house in the dining room where this great big thing was set up, big framework with a quilt on it. And all these women would sit around and sew, and they spend all afternoon, and they would do that for many days. Well, it was as much a social event as it was a quilting bee. And it was wonderful because great fancy quilts came out of this. The interactions of people who are now somewhat isolated because travel is more difficult become very important, and winter enhances that. And sometimes I think we've forgotten in our hurry-up society the importance of neighbors and the value of community. Winter forges in our minds the importance of those relationships. There were housewarmings. If new neighbors moved in, we would all go there and welcome them. One of our neighbor's daughter was married, and they had a reception for us at their house on a cold winter Saturday night. They lived about a mile away from us. Everybody walked. We walked everywhere, day and night. We walked. If it was 2 miles or less, we walked, sometimes even more than that. As we approached the Rapp farm, we could hear on this cold winter night music. So we knew that our three musicians in our neighborhood were performing. These guys played at all kinds of different things. They played at the school, and they played all over the place. All farmers, they weren't full-time musicians. Let's see, there was Harry Banks, Englishman. He played a violin, and he had a finger missing on his left hand, so he could somehow work the violin with, I think, just like this finger was missing. He'd got it caught in a moor accident. So he's playing his violin. And then we've got Pinky Easerhut, who played the banjo. His real name was Elvin. None of us knew that until he died. It was in the obituary. It says Elvin. I could see why he didn't want anybody to know that. He had red hair, so he was Pinky Easerhut, German banjo. Then there was Frank Kolka, Czech. Czechoslovakia, Bohemian. He played a button concertina. And all three of these musicians could not read a note of music. There was no music in sight when they played. And so we're coming down the country road and hearing this music, and we come to the Rapp farm, and all the neighbors are there, and they're congratulating the married couple, and there's free beer, and these three musicians are playing, and all of the furniture is pushed aside, and people are dancing the polka, dancing the old-time waltz, dancing the schottische. 1, 2, 3, hop, 1, 2, 3, hop, 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 hop. I haven't danced a schottische in years, but that's how it goes. And then, in the middle of it all, Frank Kolka knew all of these Czech folk songs, tunes from the old country, haunting songs. And Frank would sit there and play, and people would just listen. And then someone would say, it's time for the polka. And Frank is back on his concertina, changes the mood entirely. The fiddle starts going, the banjo starts thumming, and everybody is dancing and having a wonderful time. And this goes on until midnight or so, at which time there's this enormous meal that comes out. Sausage and dill pickles and rye bread and sauerkraut. Of course, we were always hungry as kids. We were looking forward to that big, big dinner afterwards. Watched people dance and thought that was kind of strange to see people jumping around like they were goofy. And we always enjoyed seeing somebody that maybe had one beer too many and how stupid they were. And now, there wasn't any problem with people being caught for driving under the influence because nobody was driving. And besides, once you were outside and he had a little too much to drink, after you'd walked for about a quarter of a mile and it's 5 below 0, you were in good shape. You were fine. We would do that once or twice a winter, maybe 3 times. And I don't think people really realized what was happening, other than they knew it was good. Everybody came, people who liked each other and people who didn't like each other. During those times, the latter years of the Depression, when things were really tough all over this country, and in Washera County especially, because Western Washera County, where I grew up, was a sandy, poor farm community forever, and the Depression was especially difficult. And then after that, immediately comes World War II, when everybody has relatives or sons in the war. So it's a tough time. But with these three musicians, oh, how valuable they were to our community. And you could see they were having a grand time themselves. They were laughing and kidding each other. And I don't know who was in charge. I guess nobody. They just said, let's do an old-time waltz, or let's do a schottische. Today, I so much want to give credit to these rural bands, and especially Frank, Pinky, and Harry, who made life so much more pleasant for us during times when life wasn't that pleasant.